Welcome to Building Billions. I'm your host, Brandon Dawson.
We just are leaving Cabo San Lucas. We came down here for a few days to get a little bit of rest, relaxation, and Grant says you never go anywhere for just one thing. We also had some meetings with some very prominent people on some projects we're working on. And sometimes, you know, you gotta schedule these things to get away from everyone else so that you can kinda get time alone with people. Spending a little time talking about where we're going, how we're gonna get there, who we're gonna get there with, and we're setting up meetings with people, not only for the present moment, but for the future. Things that we're working on that are gonna be huge, what I call technical movements. A technical movement is when you pull time and money forward, kind of like in the scaling process, it's like you leapfrog a breakpoint. And we started this business exactly 4 years ago. And in 4 years, we built a business that this year is going to do about $130, $135 million in revenue from startup. No invested capital, no debt other than some seller financing for some businesses I bought. And so it's hard, you know, you go from zero to 14 million, and then we went to 38 million, and then we went to 83 million, and now we're going to do 100, call it 125, 130 million. And now I got to be thinking about how do we go from 130 million to 200 million, and then 250 million, and then 350 million. Like, I got to be thinking about, okay, what do we look like at a half a billion in revenue? What do we look like at 750 million in revenue? What do we look like at a billion in revenue? Because when we partnered with Grant and Elena, we said in the first 5 years, we're going to build a $125 million company. And then the second 5 years, we're going to build a billion-dollar company. So where most business owners are thinking about, okay, this month, this quarter, this year, growing at 10% or 20%, I'm asking myself the question every day, what do we need to accomplish today to position us to be a billion-dollar company in 60 months? So what we've decided to do is start documenting our Building Billions process and taking you on the ride with us. And we kind of did some of this in 2019, 20, 21. We were talking, I mean, we've been very public in our podcasts and in our YouTube channels about how we're building Cardo Ventures and predicting kind of the future success. What we want to do is start documenting and sharing with you our stated objective. You know, I just put out my first book. Actually, it's coming out in a few months. It's called The Nine-Figure Mindset. And it's kind of the transformation I had to go through over the last 20 years to become a nine-figure earner. And what's after a nine-figure earner? 10 figures. That's a billion. So I documented what got me to nine figures. And we're going to be creating video documentary about how we're on our way to 10 figures. And I think what's important there is we want to share that so it's inspiration for other people. You can see behind the scenes, you can see what our life looks like, you can see what our activities look like. This Building Billions, we're just going to start posting content. Since we're going to be in the air for about 4 hours, I thought I'd start using this time to kind of document how we started, the mindset behind even originally partnering with Grant and Elena. I built my business, started my business in 2005, and it was with the intention of finding a way, to build a business without needing other people's money, without giving up equity in your business, without having any possibility of losing control, because my private equity guys sold my business out from underneath me. My first business, and I just vowed I would never find myself in that situation again. And I also vowed that if I could figure out how to ever to find myself in that situation, I was always going to help other business owners never find themselves in that situation. So this whole business thing for me is a mission. But I had to do it first. I couldn't talk about it, how to start a business with no money, how to build a business with no money, how to put systems, process, and people in place if I didn't do it. I had to be an example. And so I understood that. So in 2006, 7, 8, 9, I started doing that and building my business. And starting in 2009, 10, 11, 12, 13, I was on the Inc. 500, Inc. 5000. I was two-time Entrepreneur of the Year from Ernst & Young. I got two Inc. Higher Power Awards, six fastest growing private company awards on the West Coast. And we were crushing it. And the rest of the world in 9, 10, 11, or 12, they were melting down, but we were absolutely crushing it. And it's because of the business methodologies I was creating. So I knew those would work, but I really wanted to understand how many industries are in the marketplace where if I could understand markets that are converging, you know, collapsing into multiple businesses into one, markets that maybe got disrupted, like what happened with Blockbuster Video, Hollywood Video, and Redbox, Netflix era. If I could figure out which markets would consolidate, taking a lot of small businesses and putting them into one big business, if I could find the mechanics that could predict that and then force rank the best industries out of the top hundreds of industries, it would put me on a path of understanding where I should put my attention next. In addition to that work started in 2009. It was a consulting firm out of Chicago called FTI Consulting, billion-dollar firm. I hired a bunch of guys from Wharton, Stanford, University of Portland, and had them work specifically on this project. In addition to that, we wanted to understand what allowed businesses to fail, or what caused businesses to fail, what allowed them to succeed, what were the key indicators of success versus failure, what were the primary data points we would map and track against. So we did that work as well. And then I sold my business in 2016 because a mentor of mine said, hey, you better not start a whole bunch of other companies and fail when you promised you were going to show people how to create a high-valued business system. And in this business system, one of the things that was unique that I did was I wanted to create a reverse consolidation company. So instead of me go out, raise capital, and acquire a bunch of businesses, which was my first business, giving up control, giving up management of the company to your shareholders, I wanted to do it backwards. I wanted to go partner with a bunch of independent businesses, build the advantages of being a big company, share that management company with them financially and equity with a decentralized equity structure. And I think it was one of the first of its kind, to be honest with you. And you hear decentralized a lot today when it comes to Bitcoin and it comes to blockchain, things of that nature. But I wanted to create something where business owners could own the success of a company they helped support by being customers. They didn't invest any money, and the management company didn't invest any money in their business. It just helped it grow and scale and create massive value. So you eliminated kind of the constraints of, I wrote you a big check and now you're my employee. So we put our business up in 2015. We did the roadshow. We actually sold for 77 times EBITDA, $151 million, without selling any of the underlying businesses, which were my client partners. So they got to capture 100% of the value of their business, and they got to share 35% of the value of the management company, which for some of them, when they got their checks, when we sold the business, it was more than their revenues were doing when they joined us. Well, in 2016, I refreshed our work with IGS Consulting out of Boston and spent 2 years re-looking at that work and found hundreds of industries that were the same as we were able to predict that things would happen in 2019, 11, 12, 13. And so in 2016, 17, we reaffirmed that in 18. And then in 2019, when my contract was up with the company that acquired me, I wanted to launch into where I could work with thousands of business owners. So Natalie and I went on that kind of how to do that. And she came up with the idea of looking at some of these social media guys. And so after checking off the list and visiting them all, and me being fairly resistant to most of them as a traditional business guy, it was just a little too promote-y for me. Traditional. Too promote-y. In fact, the first time she ever showed me Grant Cardone, I said, there's no way I'd ever work with a guy like that. Famous last words now that we're his business partner. And so this is another example of why you need a good partner with you that can push you beyond your current level of belief, because my belief about working with someone like Grant was low. And now here we are business partners 4 years later. We got a business that conservatively is now worth $500 million. That we built doing exactly what we teach. We started it from scratch. We did not invest any money. We effectively made our customers our partners by delivering to them, them buying from us, them partnering with them, and them partnering with us to create value in their business. I believe we'll create the single largest decentralized ownership group in the small to mid-sized business space, which is a $12 trillion space over the next 5 years. I believe we'll have billions and billions of dollars under management. Our business will be worth several billion dollars. And that's why we're starting this show, Building Billions with Brandon Dawson, Building Billions with Natalie Dawson, and Building Billions Together, because we want to document this whole process together. Now, we launched Cardone Ventures with Grant and Elena Cardone exactly 4 years ago. What we do is we help educate business owners on how to grow their business. Then they can hire us to engineer their business plan, effectively building their blueprints. Then they can hire us to manage their business case as an extension of their management team. Then in some cases, we'll partner with those businesses. And then once we're partners, we'll go out and acquire in partnership their weak competitors. Now, for those businesses that are in industries like HVAC or health or insurance, where we get a lot of the owners that are in the same industry, we'll create a new company, partner with all of them with the new company, and I'm rebuilding the Odigy business model of shared equity ownership structure in a decentralized operating model where everyone can add value, add input, to the parent company and share in the appreciation of the IP that's in that company. That's the business model I created, I engineered. Took me a few years to get it through the SEC, but I was able to do it. So the idea that we could have 10 or 20 of these Odigy models doing billions of dollars as a group, sharing in the economic upside, sharing in the development of the IP, sharing in the success and the innovation in those spaces. I believe that that is going to be a far better business model than private equity acquiring a bunch of little businesses and trying to get them to work with their leadership team. A shared ownership structure where we win together, we conquer together, we struggle together, but most importantly, we create massive value together. So that was the idea in the business that we launched 4 years ago. Today, 4 years later, we're on track to do $130 million in our first year, living by the same principles we teach every single day, operating with the same operating principles we help business owners with, and structuring our business the same way we help business owners structure their businesses. So on our fourth year, $130 million in revenue. By our fifth year, we'll be $175 to $200 million, and we will. I had one particular very specific target I wanted to hit. I wanted to build a unicorn business, which is defined by a business that created $1 billion of value within 5 years. But I wanted to create a unicorn company with no outside capital, bootstrapped, organically built. I don't know of anybody that's done that, but that's my challenge to myself. And I believe by this time next year, we will hit those targets and we will be a unicorn company. And so building a company that's worth $1 billion within 5 years, entirely and completely bootstrapped and organically grown. And when we do it, somebody can look back and say they weren't lucky, they were intentional. And the reason it's important for us to do that is because we want to teach other business owners how to do exactly what we're doing, which is why we call this show Building Billions, is we are going to be building billions, billions in value, billions in revenue, billions in cash. We're going to be stacking it to the billions while we go build a $1 trillion valued market. And we're going to share that $1 trillion with all those business owners that help us get there, because it's a 10x team effort. How do you get to a billion? You got to get to nine figures, which is why I wrote the book, The Nine Figure Mindset. I already have the next book in works, but the third book will be The 10 Figure Mindset. How to get to a billion. Now, how do you get to a nine-figure mindset? You first got to get to a six-figure mindset, then a seven-figure mindset, then an eight-figure mindset, then a nine-figure mindset, and then you 10x the 100 million to a billion. I'm excited to be sharing this with you, sharing these videos. I'm going to be using all my travel time, my downtime, my spare time, my invested time, our time, and helping you understand how we're doing it. Because the one thing for sure is no one's going to say we were lucky. Because we busting our ass to prove a point. Right, baby?
That's right.
Thank you for participating in another episode of Building Billions.